Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be doing our free readings tonight. Free readings means that you can call in at our number here at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Great. And if you do that, you'll be able to get a mini angel reading. We don't do full, complete readings on the show because we do have always people in the queue waiting to get a question answered or maybe get some advice or maybe some guidance. And so we ask you to limit it to one question. But we're definitely here tonight to answer as many calls as we possibly can. And I wanna say that last week on the show, we talked a little bit about cell phone use.
We did. And did you find you were using yours less?
I find that I am using mine a lot less, to the point where I actually have, and this people are going to laugh at this, okay? When I had my children almost 17 years ago, I started carrying a diaper bag everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped carrying a purse. And then I kind of graduated to like a wristlet type purse.
Right, right.
And I thought, I never carried a purse, almost never.
I know you didn't. Always made me crazy because I'm a purse carrier. I always have been.
Right. And so I actually made my first, I have purses. I just never use them.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to carry a purse, I'd have to go out and buy a new one because that would make me happy. So I went out and bought a new purse.
And it's really cute.
Yes, and it is very cute and very large and voluminous. It's got a lot of volume, voluminous. but here's the problem. I didn't know that sportscasters started making designer bags. And it turns out I had the wrong Madden.
But it's the same name. It's exactly the same name.
I said, this is a sportscaster. It's a nice bag.
I don't picture John Madden,
but
the sportscaster.
I think it's Steve Madden, or what's the name?
It's Steve Madden.
Yeah, I think that's something
and
different.
And it's John Madden is the
sportscaster. It's a sportscaster, the football guy, right?
Right, right.
See? So when I saw it, I'm like, huh, he got into designer handbags. Isn't that unusual? Anyway, I'm now carrying a purse, and to the point that I actually put my cell phone in it, and I've been forgetting to take it out.
So that's, you know, because I didn't have a purse, hence the cell phone was always in my hand.
That's true.
Now it's not. And so half the time people are like saying, why didn't you call me back? I'm like, yeah, I didn't even have my cell phone. And they're stopped. But do you recall I said last week that when, because on Saturdays we have Adventure Saturday where we go out with the girls.
Right.
And I said I would not look at my cell phone during lunch. And did I?
No, you did not.
I
you
did
made
not.
A point to turn it over and not look
not
at it.
Not look at it at all, not one time. And I hardly looked at it the whole day. And it was a lot of fun because, actually, it was a nice break. It was a forced break, and I'm glad I did it. And I will continue to do that. I think it is really poor manners to constantly be on your phone when you're with other people. And I didn't realize how much I was on it, you know. But
I did.
Apparently. I know. I have been officially schooled in that. So I will, I'm going to make big efforts. So that was kind of exciting because I got to see how much I was on it. And we did something that was really bizarre and fun. And anyone who has a chance to do this must. One of the things we did last weekend, we ate at the Elephant Bar, which is this, it's a chain restaurant, and it has high backs. The chairs we had high backs, and it was inside the mall, and there was a glass going out into the mall, so that when you looked out into the mall, it was almost like you were in a fish tank, and they were looking in, and because the backs of the chairs went up to the ceiling, it was like we were in an aquarium. So what our daughters decided to do, Jessica's daughter and my two daughters, they took their lemons from their drinks and they put it in their mouths and covered all their teeth, and then they smiled with them. And
that was hilarious.
It was so, so funny. And then when people would walk by, they'd all, like, put their faces against the glass and smile.
No, they didn't just smile. They made these
they made hideous
psycho
faces.
Crazy yes. faces.
It was so funny because you have people just walking along, tooling along in the mall, and they look, and then they do a double take. It was so funny. And then I video recorded the responses.
You did.
It was, I'm telling you, you want to have a good time? This must be what a fish does inside a tank.
And that's what I said. This is like being in a zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are looking at you as you walk by.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, this
yeah.
is what animals in a zoo must
yeah,
feel like.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, actually, I had a really good time doing it. And I would say, hey, let's do it. Let's. That's the kind of thing that was really fun.
It was
I'm not
very
kidding.
Random. But
it was
fun.
It was. It was a good time. It was crazy, weird, wild. So, you know, everybody has their fun doing different things. Mine is that. I'm telling you, that was so much fun.
People are going,
Yeah, like, okay, that's... But you know what? You have... I mean, most people, like the older people, really got a kick out
the
of
kid,
it.
The older... One person gave us the finger.
Yeah.
And that was not nice.
That was not nice because we're very nice people. I don't know why he
and
did
just
that.
Just because they had these crazy faces on. You know, it wasn't like we were making fun
no,
of people.
No. They were just making faces. It was so funny.
And, you know, our kids aren't little children.
No, they're like 18.
I mean, my daughter's going to be starting college.
I know, which is so unbelievable. They're growing up so fast. It's so bizarre.
I know.
But it's what they're supposed to do,
yes.
right?
I know.
It's a... My daughter informed me she's headed to New York between Christmas and New Year's with her friend because they're going to go, like, you know, scout out NYU
and Columbia.
That's going to
be awesome.
And I'm like, she goes, it's okay if I go, right? She goes, I'm saving my money. And then she gave me an installment for her plane ticket.
Wow.
She really intends on going. She gave me the cash.
Wow.
She said, I'm afraid I'll spend it. And if she said, I don't ever take money out of savings to put it in. She said, so I don't want to put it in there because I'll feel like I'm breaking my cardinal rule.
Okay.
And I said, okay. She said, so I want you to hold on to it. I said, okay. So now, how do you say no to that? How do you say no? You don't. Because
so between, this is after Christmas?
Between Christmas, the 26th to the 1st. They want
wow.
to fly up the
wow.
26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
So she's going to be in, she'll be back New Year's Eve.
She's thinking of coming back New Year's Eve, and I haven't told her,
flying
but I
on
think
New Year's
she
Eve?
Should... She says it's cheaper to come back on New Year's Eve than New Year's Day.
I would think flights would be super expensive.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, for to fly even the day after Christmas,
yeah.
Of Christmas.
She got a flight for...
That whole week. But you should get the flight back.
$224 round trip.
Wow.
That's cheap. Really, that's cheap. So, I don't know.
We'll
see. Well,
it's because she's booking it so far in advance.
I told her, book it now. Like,
right.
Book it. And so she's like, she said, well, as of, Friday, she can book the flight because she'll have
cool,
the money.
Cool.
So it's like, I can't, you know.
I can't even imagine. My daughter hasn't suggested going anywhere. I'm very thankful. She's going to a local college.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's still living at home, which she wants to move out desperately. She's like, I just need to get out of here. And I remember feeling that way.
I
went away to college, and I loved it. I had so much fun.
Well, my daughter wants to go away to college, too, and I understand it. It's a rite of passage. And, frankly, I did the same thing she did. I mean, once I had a car, oh, my gosh.
Well, and that's the thing. Once you have that taste of freedom.
Well, and a job. And now that she got a job this summer, that she got her own business card, she was so excited. So, you know, she's got her wings now. And then she has her senior year next year, and then she'll be going off to college, too. Can you imagine we'll have kids in college? It's so weird.
Well, Well, I have older children, so.
Yeah, so for you, it's not
such a big deal. This is my baby, but this is more sad for me because this is my last one.
I know. The good thing is my baby probably won't want to go away
because
she's really attached to mom, and I'm so glad. I'm not ready, folks. I'm not ready. I mean, I know it's healthy for them. And
sure.
But
the more independent they are, the better off they are.
I know. It really is true. So it's going to be hard, but it's good. I know a lot of you have already gone through that. And you know what that's like.
It'll be empty nest syndrome.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. I'm hitting it before you.
But you know what? We're so busy. Honestly.
We're very busy. It's weird. I mean, I still have a lot of kids in my house.
You do.
Some that won't ever leave.
They won't ever leave. I was saying that to somebody the other night. They're like, oh, is it quiet at your place because the kids are older grown out? I'm like, no. Most of the time for dinner, I'm feeding between 7 and 8 people.
Yeah.
Every single. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, we have had a full crew in our house every night this week.
Wow.
Tonight, I didn't because they were all going out to eat.
Right.
But we still had 6 people here, right?
Yeah.
5, 6? Yeah. So 5. So, you know, it never changes.
It's never ending.
Never changes. It's good. I like it. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and do some readings here because I know that's why people listen. You don't want to hear about my weekend. You want to do a reading, and I understand that. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. And let me just tell you how we're going to take these. I'm going to tell you the first 4 I'm going to be taking, and that's going to be an 814 area code, then a 256, then a 504, then a 323. And we will start with the first caller. And that caller looks like, and hopefully our system's going to open today. Let's see. Oh, no. You cannot do this today. Oh, no. Let's see if it opens. Because we are using Blog Talk Radio. And as we know, Blog Talk.
Oh, no.
I would just be shocked if it does this to me again. Because it's spooling and it will not open.
Well,
and
we haven't had this in a while.
No, and I will tell everybody, if you're getting an echo, please let me know in chat because Bright House has just left. As we all know, I've had close to a year of problems with the phones here. Bright House just, and they're trying, God bless them. They say that they can't figure it out. They have literally rewired the entire office at great, great cost to them, and they still can't figure out what the problem is. So we're going to try this 814 number one more time and hope that it opens. And I think we've got it now. So this should be caller 814 with a prefix of 479. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Welcome. I'm so glad you're calling. Now, are you getting a feedback or echo on the line?
A little bit. I don't know why, though. I'm not on...
No, I think it's actually, I'll be honest with you, when I was listening to, we also have a Sunday night show that Reverend Jay regularly guest hosts, and he was echoey, too. I think it's a Blog Talk Radio thing, so it's okay, but you can hear us pretty clearly.
Yes.
Great, Amy. Okay, so let me ask you, what part of the country are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, great. All righty. Well, how can I help you this evening?
Well, my question is, I recently put in for a new job, and I wanted to see what either of you, if you're picking up anything on the position.
Okay,
I'll get the job.
All righty. I know that you put in for a new job, but it was with your same company, correct?
It's a different organization. I work for state government.
Okay. And so it would not be still working for the government?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, because that's what I'm getting.
Same.
That's why I was confused. I'm like, no, I'm getting it still is. Okay, that's really good. Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions, if I may. And this might sound really weird, but this is the first thing that I'm getting. First thing that I'm getting is that you are being you will be considered for this job. And this is going to sound really weird. They're showing me, and tell me if this is the oddest thing you ever heard, a Sadie Hawkins dance. They're showing me Sadie Hawkins, and they're showing me long gowns. Do you have any idea why they're showing me this? What does that have to do with you?
Hmm.
Hello?
I used to work there before at this actual place, and then I left there and went to another organization. I don't know.
And so Sadie Hawkins has nothing to do with you? Because it's odd they're showing me the Sadie Hawkins dance. Like, they usually show me something to validate. If it means something to you and you don't want to say, just tell me.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All righty. Can I ask you a silly question? There's no one in your family that's named Sadie or Hawkins, is there?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. This is my last name.
What?
That's my last
Seriously?
Name.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
When you said dance,
wow.
I'm like,
okay.
I wasn't
nothing.
Getting it. I'm like, oh, my.
Okay, Amy.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's really okay, but... Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because last week I had a girl on the line, last week's show, and I kept seeing these trays coming out of this unit like it was like an experiment, and she kept saying, I don't know what you're talking, I have no idea. And I finally said, are you a doctor? Because it's like a medical thing. I see. She finally admitted she was a doctor, and I think she just didn't put it together,
uh-huh.
You know? So I think that's what's happening with you. So, okay. Good. All right. That's why. So then that validates this reading for me, and I feel a whole lot better. The message that I'm getting is that you have a very, very, very strong possibility of getting that job. Okay. However, let me ask you a question. The one that you applied for, there's somebody else who's supposed to be up for that. Are you aware of that? There's two people.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if this guy put in for it or not. And then there's another guy. I don't know if he actually qualified because there's certain bidding, you know, like job
right.
classifications.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother's a state representative, which...
Ah, there you go. Which does often make a difference. But, you know, you'd be surprised, not as much as you would think sometimes. Sometimes that actually makes them go in the opposite direction. And do you want to know why? Because they don't want to have to deal with some of the problems that could come up with that. All right, so I'm just telling you that. I feel like this is going to be something that will work really well for you. And I think that, you know, what they're showing me is a really positive opportunity for you. They're saying that job, whether you get it or not, is where you're going to excel. Okay?
Okay.
All right, because that's what I'm seeing. That's where you're going to excel. So they're saying you will have found what you were looking for and you'll really be committed to that position. So I'm hoping against hope that you really, really, even if you for some reason don't get that one or that one gets delayed, you don't stop applying till you get it. Because I'm seeing you will make steady progress in that direction. So I know that's where you're supposed to be, and I think you know that's where you're supposed to be. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all good. So everything's good. So just keep doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. Make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. So before I hang up, was there another major question you had? Because I feel like there was.
No, I just want to... Just was hoping that that job is the job that
well,
I will get.
They're showing
me,
yeah, off the charts, yes, is what I'm getting. So I feel really positive that that's going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
And do me a favor. Give us a call back. Let us know how that works out, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You take care,
okay,
and God bless. All righty. That was a great caller. And I notice I'm getting so much feedback in my ear, so I'm going to ask Jessica to kind of go on to my line so that we're on the same line, because it's just going to work better with this feedback. It's so frustrating. We can hear you.
I know that.
And if you would like to get a reading, it, folks, call into 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882, and we'll be able to do a mini reading for you. We're going to go ahead and take our very next caller. And this caller is calling in from area code. It looks like area code 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, my name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's okay.
No, you want to hear some, but I, honest to God, if this was the Sunday night show, you'd appreciate this. There was somebody who called in onto the Sunday night show months and months ago when I was still doing that show with Jay, and her name was Kimber. And I said, Kimber. And I thought, no, it's Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I don't know. I don't know why I went to Kimber. Isn't that weird?
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Where are you calling
it's
from,
okay.
Kimberly, which is a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you. I'm actually in Conyers, Georgia right now. Originally, I'm from Alabama, so I have a 256 area code.
And what part of Jersey?
No, Georgia.
Georgia, ah.
Yeah.
Jessica, am I having trouble hearing? Are you hearing?
You are. No, I couldn't hear her.
Okay, all right, good. I'm thinking, wow, that's bad. All right, so you're in Georgia. Let me see what I'm going to connect to you, so just give me a second here.
Okay.
Kimberly, you've spoken to some psychics before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The energy is all around you. You've spoken to quite a few. How come?
Sometimes I call in for verification most of the time. If it doesn't feel right, I don't go with it anyway. I don't go by what they say all the time, no.
All right. I'm going to say that you've probably spoken in the last 2 months to about 10 different psychics or called into 10 different shows. And the reason why I can say that is I can see the cords attached to you. Would I be correct in that assumption?
Yeah.
Give or take. Yeah. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. The only thing I want to tell you is that when you call any psychic, they connect to you. And that connection, just like, always think of it like, oh, gosh, how's a good way to describe it? Okay. You know when you take a piece of cheese out of the pie, piece of cheese pizza, and you pick the cheese pizza up and you see all that stringy cheese? That's kind of what's created every time you call a psychic. So when I talk to somebody who has a lot of different connections, I can sense that they have talked to many different psychics because the energy has gone back and forth. They're doing what's called a sharing of energy. And so I see that. So what I would like to do, with your permission, I'd like to say a prayer that will actually cleanse and knock away anything that you may have connected to that. And I'm not saying you have any negative energy to you. It's just that you've made so many connections that I don't want to pick up on their energy. So I'd like to kind of just cleanse it. It's a general prayer. It's one of the strongest prayers in the arsenal of prayers that we have. It was given to me by a Catholic priest, and it's called the Hedge Prayer of Protection. And so I'm going to go ahead and say it if that's okay. All righty? Okay,
sure.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, trusting the promise that whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will do. I now approach you, Father, with confidence in our Lord's words and in your infinite power and love for all of us, all our households, and all our families, and with the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, blessed Archangel Michael, and our guardian angel and the guardian angels of our households and families, with all the saints and the angels of heaven, and holy in the power of his blessed name, we ask you, Father, to protect everyone's households and all the members, and to keep us all from the harassment of the devil and its minions. Father, we ask and desire to serve you and adore you and live our lives for you, that you build a hedge of protection around all of our households, like that which surrounded Job, and to help us to keep that hedge repaired and the gate locked, so that the devil and his minions have no access or means to breach that hedge except by your expressed will. Father, we are powerless against spiritual force of evil and recognize our utter dependence on you and your power. Look with mercy upon us and upon our households and our families. Do not look upon our sins, O Lord. Rather, look at the sufferings of your beloved Son and see the victim whose bitter passion and death has reconciled us to you. By the victory of the cross, protect us from all evil and rebuke any evil spirits who wish to attack, influence, or breach your hedge of protection in any way. Send them back to hell and fortify your hedge for all our protection by the blood of your Son, Jesus. Send your holy angels to watch over us and protect us. Father, all these things we ask in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. We love you, we worship you, we thank you, and we trust in you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, that was a long one, but here's the good part, Kimberly. Now that it's been said, I was able to, all those connections are cut. It doesn't mean you can't immediately reestablish them if you want, but at least I know I'm reading your true energy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, go ahead with your question. I made you forget, didn't I? See? I love it.
Anyway, I'm moving to Georgia. As a high school teacher, and I just found a townhouse. So I'm going back to South Carolina to move my stuff back here.
Good.
And my question is, am I going to advance in that career, or am I going to end career?
Are you going to advance in your career, or are you at the end of your career? Is that the question?
No, or am I going to end up changing careers? That was the last part.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm asking the angels, so hold on one second. Okay. I don't see immediate advancement immediately for a year, two, or three. But then I do see you becoming more recognized for what you do and your abilities, and you will have opportunities for advancement. It's almost like you have to kind of prove yourself here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're showing me you have to prove yourself. And once that's done, then the opportunities will be presented to you. But I'm going to recommend very, very strongly that with what you're doing, you need to kind of step up and offer to take control of certain things that are going on, where they need guidance, where they need leadership. You have to be the one to do that, because it's not just your teaching role that's going to be important. It's all the extracurricular activities that you get involved in with the school and with the system that's going to allow you to move forward, that's going to propel you forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just don't plan on.
Why do you sound so disappointed?
Well, because I don't plan. That teaching is really not my passion. I could do it, but
right.
It's not my passion. So,
what's your passion,
I don't plan
Kimberly?
On it.
I mean, I see you
healing.
Want to help people.
Yeah, I do. Healing. When I was in school, I always wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
Go in that area.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
While you're teaching, are you planning on going back to school?
Yes.
Okay. So why is it not possible that during those 3 years, that as you're teaching and going back to school, perhaps you'll then acquire the necessary knowledge to go into healing? Okay. And maybe that's the change in the advancement I see at 3 years. That should not disappoint
okay.
you. That should excite you. That's a good thing. Okay.
Because okay.
I see advancement. So I think it, it's funny because sometimes I think we're talking about the same thing, but we just don't always realize it. When I see advancement, it doesn't necessarily have to be in teaching. It could just be in your life
okay.
in general. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I do see this advancement, and I see it'll be very positive for you. So I definitely want you to move forward with that because I think you'll do really, really well. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can answer for you?
Yeah, the townhouse that I picked, do you think that's a good area?
The townhouse that you picked, let me take a look. Okay, I don't know why I'm getting west. Was it west of where you were looking, or is it west of, because you're just showing me west. which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's northwest. Uh-huh, it's
okay.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm saying, yes, it's a good thing. And thank you so much for saying that, because the woman before, I kept asking her why I saw Sadie Hawkins, and she couldn't figure it out.
I heard that.
Come on now,
That was funny.
That was, God bless her, because I know, and I think that's a great example, by the way, of how you could do a reading, and you're trying to tell somebody what you're seeing, and they're trying so hard that they're overthinking it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I thought that was really, really funny. But what I can tell you is that that is the right location. Like, I get this overwhelming feeling of warmth, of acceptance, and of family. Now, I don't know if you have family there, but I do know this. I know that it's the right place for you to settle down and to create roots.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Okay. It makes perfect sense. My family is in Alabama. It's close by. And I have family in Georgia also.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else is okay, but there's nothing like family.
Nothing else like it.
It's the truth. That is so true. I'm so glad you called in tonight. And again, there's nothing wrong with having, called the people you've called, and none of them were, I'm not saying I felt anything bad. It's just that there had been so many connections. That's the only reason why I wanted to break some of those cords, so that we could start with a fresh read, okay?
Yes, but that's teaching, and I really love that. Thank you for letting me know. So I'm not going to be calling as much either.
Well, and then, it's okay to call, but every once in a while, give a call over here and we'll cut the cords, or ask somebody else to cut the cords for you, and they'll do that on the phone. And that way they're truly reading your energy and maybe not the reader who was attached to you, okay?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Okay,
thank
listen,
you so
have
much.
You're welcome. Take care and thanks for calling. Well, she was sweet. She had an upbeat voice.
And
you could just tell she had a good energy, so that's a good thing. You're going to be heading out this weekend, aren't you?
I am. I am going to my sister's, and I'm going to see my nephew's baby, which I'm very excited about.
That's good. And how old is the baby?
The baby's almost 3 months old now.
Wow, that's going to
be
awesome.
And I haven't seen him yet.
Well, it's time for you to see the baby.
I know. It's about time,
it's
right?
It's about time. Absolutely. And also, I think your coworker's daughter just had a baby as well, isn't
that true? Yes, she did today. Actually, she went into the hospital yesterday around 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She did not have the baby till almost 2 o'clock today.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is a really long time. And, you sit there and you wait and you just want to, you just want the baby to be
born.
That's a long time. But mother and son are doing well.
They would let her continue on as long as she was fine and the baby was fine.
Wow.
I know. I'm going, come on.
Yeah, I know. That's enough. I mean, that's exhausting for everybody. Well, good. I'm glad that the little baby boy was born healthy. Do you know what his weight or length or anything?
I did not get any of that.
Okay.
I got a picture of him and his name, but I did not get the rest of it.
Well, he's very handsome, and I'm sure he'll do well. That's great. Little babies are so cute.
Well, this is her third grandchild. She's so lucky.
Wait a second. No.
This is her fourth grandchild.
How old is she?
She's only 40. Yeah,
wow.
She started her family very, very,
very,
very young.
Very, very young, yeah. Whereas...
I am at the age that I could have grandchildren.
Yes, you could. Yeah, as well as I,
But
if my children have children now, I would kill them.
children are young. Now, my oldest son is 29. He's almost 30.
Yes, and he's getting married.
He's getting
married. It's going to be so exciting. The best wedding ever, ever, ever. And the first one of all my nieces and nephews, right? So it's like, I can't wait.
I know.
It's going to be so cool.
We'll have to bring boxes of tissues.
But I just teared up. I saw his Facebook the other night, and I teared up.
I know.
Sad?
No.
I looked at him and I looked at her, which I think are those the engagement photos that he's taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God.
I know. And he's my baby. I mean, I think of him as a baby still. Now, I call him Honey Bunny.
I know.
Okay.
So we could be out shopping or something, and when she answers the phone and goes, "Hi, Honey Bunny," we all go, "Oh, it's so and so," because we know. We just know. And
I know. And he's a big guy, and he's almost 30, and I'll call him Honey Bunny till he's 90, okay?
He's like, 6'1" or something?
Yeah.
He's 6'1", and he's very built.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a burly guy,
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And
funny, buddy.
He's never been embarrassed by me calling him that.
And that just tells you that you raised him right.
Yeah.
See? You did a good job. You did a good job. Well, I am going to go ahead and take another caller because I know it's that time and I don't want to make them wait. And I think that there are probably a lot of people out there who have grandchildren or children that are going to get married. And that just opens up a whole nother world.
I know, right?
It's exciting. It's so cool. All right, we're going to take a call now from caller, I believe it's 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, yeah, very good. Who is this?
Oh, now we don't know me.
I hear you now.
Okay.
The sound is, I had my phone fixed today, so I can't hear anything. This is just the story of my life.
Well, then you get
I'm
the echo,
you.
So.
Can you hear the echo still?
No, today, no. Last week, horrible echo. Horrible echo. This time, no echo. Don't know.
Nope.
Just goes
So, because what I did was I was on, we're actually sharing a line right now. And and we did that because we wanted to make sure there was no echo.
But we started out on separate lines.
Right, and I was getting reverb in my ear, so I don't know. It could. He said it could be the headsets. But no echo for the listeners, that's all that matters to me. So how is our New Orleans girl doing?
I think I'm doing okay. I have a psychology midterm. Ask me after I've taken it, like, I'm either fine or not fine, depending on...
Okay.
Well, yeah,
you're gonna pass.
Pass is good. I like pass.
Okay,
I
see you're
pass.
Gonna pass if that helps.
Yeah, I ultimately take pass over fail. You know how like you strive for an A in a class, but there are some classes you're like, if I just pass,
right? Yeah,
I don't
of
even
course.
Care. I'm kind of a
of
devil.
Course.
I'm like, if I just pass, it's
okay. Well, I see you're gonna pass, so don't worry. That I do see. Okay, now,
okay.
I'm not going to promise you an A or anything, but I do see you'll be passing.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not going to promise me an A or anything.
No.
I'm sitting here now trying to calculate the lowest grade I can get to avoid failing my class. Like, it's that bad.
Well, for what it's worth, Jessica and I just saw a friend of ours who just took an anthropology exam.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he thought he failed it, and he just found out he got a 90, so he was so happy.
Oh, I would have traded. I would have taken the anthropology exam, having not taken anthropology. I've been like, take a shot at this. You know what?
It's hard. Psychology is hard, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's intro level, and it's for a social science credit. And I wasn't expecting it to be, because it's summer, it's 5 weeks. It's
right.
Like, we've 6-chapter midterm, and it's all been biology, anatomy, and physics. And I'm like, wait,
oh, yeah,
wait, what?
That's hard.
I'm like, why is this
it's
the intro
like,
class?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But that's what it is.
Who's going to take this in 5 weeks? Like, what is this?
You've got to understand all that before you can go on to the other stuff.
I know, but this is why you have, like, psychology for non-psychology majors.
Right.
Like,
well,
you
would think, right?
Yeah, just like a general psychology class.
Right, yeah.
Look at funny paintings or something. Like, this, no.
Yeah. You know, years ago there was a game called Masterpiece. I don't know if you remember.
Mm-hmm,
I remember that
game.
And it was such a great game because it actually taught you about all the great artists and the different styles. And then you read the backs of the cards. And so when we had to take that in school, I actually had a leg up because I actually knew some of it because I'd played that game so much.
Wow.
Which is really sad.
That's sad that you learned about art
and
through a game.
And a board game. Is that a Milton Bradley board game? And it probably was, too. So maybe they should make, like, a Psych 101 board game. What do you think?
Something. I'll take it for baseball cards or Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, like psychology trading cards. Let's see. Let's.
I don't know that many people.
You know, like
would
I'll give
that.
You my Freud, and you know, you look at that broken aphasia card. You know, it's like.
Let's see what your mental deficit is. Pick a card, any card. I love
you
it.
Know,
that's
it
great.
It works well.
I love it. Now, how can we help you tonight?
Okay, just to keep you in the loop. So I went back to the restaurant, and
where the cute guy was.
I think he might be crazy.
he has a job and intelligence.
That we think they might be crazy.
Yes,
It was a very odd conversation.
In what way was it odd?
okay, you know how there's, like, on any generic website, or you can Google, like, the 10 things you should never ask somebody in a first date?
Oh, no.
Except that, like, he opted to ask them in, like, a conversation that wasn't a date.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, this is bizarre. Why are we having this conversation before we've even, like, normally I would have just exchanged numbers at this point and then, like, not had the conversation in the middle of the bar.
Oh, my
like
God.
Yeah, it was kind of strange.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so did you actually go with him?
No, he was working. I actually just went to pick up food. And then I'm like, but maybe he's here while I'm picking up food. And then he came in as I was picking up food. So he was like, are you going to be here a while? And I'm like, and it was about to rain and I was on foot. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I could be here for a second. He's like, oh, good, because I'm on till 2 a.m. And I'm like, I'm not staying here till 2 a.m. You know,
No,
I met you 5 minutes ago. I wouldn't stay. My mom couldn't get me to stay somewhere till 2 a.m. No, it's not going to happen. And so then he's just like, it turns out he's 4 years younger than me. And then he was like, you were younger than that. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then he was like, so what exactly are you looking for out of a relationship? And he's going through possible scenarios. And I'm just staring at him. And my response was something like, well, I tend to just be open to meeting people and kind of figuring it out from there. As opposed to like, hi, I would like to have 4 kids in a station wagon and a German Shepherd. And if you think that's something you want and maybe like the next year, then, you know, we should go out. But if not, you know, no more of a conversation.
But
so I was like, yeah, it was kind of crazy.
That's actually, it's funny because they say the 10 things you're not supposed to talk about is how badly you want to have a relationship or get married or have kids. You shouldn't talk about your cats or your dogs. You're not supposed to talk about your therapist, psychic, guru, or meditative, right, or meditative guide. Isn't that funny? Definitely don't talk about your psychic, God forbid. And number 4, don't talk about past relationships, your toxic ex or your broken heart or the guy who stole money from you. And it says don't be candid just because he is. I actually looked it up while you were just describing this to me. Don't talk about family drama of any kind. Don't say phrases like, well, it's a long story, or I need a drink before I tell you that. Don't talk about your second date, how much you love to shop, or anything that could be considered shady, scary, or potentially psycho. Huh. So, which one of those did you talk about?
I didn't talk about any of it. I just stood there staring like, and I know I made a face because I have no poker face. So I know that he said something, and I looked at him like he was nuts, and then he was like, yeah, she might be crazy. Because, you know, he was just like, he walked in, and he was like, oh, so you're not here with your boyfriend? And I'm like, okay, what are we, in fifth grade? Could you just ask if I'm single? Could you say, hey, do you want to get together? Like, I can't have this conversation. And then I was like, I am not seeing anyone. And then he was like, oh, okay, so how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? And I'm like, dude, really? Okay, and it would have been particularly strange. Maybe it wouldn't have been as off-putting if I'd been sitting at a table, but I was literally at the bar. So, like, it's me, the bartender who's been telling me for 20 minutes about these shoes he's buying from China, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I'm like, I'm 35. He's like, oh, I thought you were younger than me. I'm 31. And I'm like, yeah, there's not really that big of a difference, I can promise you. And then, you know, he was just like, so what are you looking for in a relationship? And I'm like, have you said your name yet? Because this is like a
who
really
are
odd,
you? Yeah.
Yeah, conversation to be having in this minute.
Right.
And so then he kind of lightened up the conversation and was like, oh, you know, we should get together or something. But then I noticed that suggestions were all things that were like extremely free dates. Like we could go walking in the park, or we could go walking in the quarter, or we could, and I'm like, or other people just say coffee or dinner,
we could go. We can go catch coins out of the fountain and buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I was like,
like
something. I was like, and he didn't seem like a bad fellow. He just seemed crazy in a weird way.
Gotcha. So here you were so happy that you finally met a guy who was employed and didn't seem to be insane. I don't think he's crazy. I think he knows what he wants, and that's what attracted you to him in the first place. I think he's a lot more like you than you realize. And I think that just because he maybe can't afford to take you out in style the way you want right now, you should still go.
Oh, no, because I'm fine with cheap date. It was just a weird, the conversation was weird. I am all one for somebody with a first date, don't invest a lot of money. We might not like each other. Nobody should
right.
go broke because,
right.
you know,
I agree.
We get to dinner and realize that we are not happy.
Right.
But, no, so, like, you know, he was kind of like, you got a number, I gave him my number. He did not reciprocate, which was strange. And then haven't heard from him, so I just kind of let it be. But I was like,
and
well,
how long
the first
ago
conversation,
was that?
This was, I don't know, maybe like Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
They have weird
okay.
weekend hours.
So, you know what, if he doesn't call you by Saturday, then you don't take the call, right?
I wasn't even going to take the call with getting called by like Tuesday. I was like,
really?
You are not impressed with me.
Now, I think you got to give him a chance to call you, though.
I'll
you
give
know?
It the week.
I mean, and he is interested, but believe it or not, the age bothers him. Believe it or not.
Oh,
the
that's just because he doesn't know he's going to get to 35 and he's going to be the exact, it's the same thing. It's
yeah,
the same age, I promise you.
Yeah.
Like, trust me. And I told him, I said, I've been 31. 35 is the same thing. It's just the 4 years have gone by.
And you know not to ask stupid questions when a girl's sitting up at the bar waiting for her food to be delivered. See, there you go.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the age is an issue for him, and he is hoping he'll run into you again. So my advice to you is have an open mind.
I shall be open.
Be open. Give him a chance because I really do think that he will come around. You have not heard the last from him, that I can tell you.
Well, they do make a nice pizza with a spicy sauce, and it's slightly intriguing.
Hey,
but
you know, life is all about pizza. You do know that. You do know that. I mean, Jessica and I have finally made the decision that Adventure Saturday cannot all be driven by our food choices because we generally eat across Central Florida, and we've stopped doing that, which is really good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually unfolded my treadmill. It took me a day to unfold it. It was a folded up position, and I said, no, I guess in order to walk on it, I'm going to have to actually take it and put it in the down position. And then I had to find the little key that you stick in that you attach to your
shirt.
And
then
shirt
you realize you
don't
know how to put it in the down
it.
Position at all. You've never been in the down position.
Well,
how do we
I
turn this on?
Yeah, I know how to turn it on, and I took all the clothes that were hanging on it off, which is also a very
yeah,
important
that's
feature.
A, yeah.
Yeah, that's an important feature. So, you know, we're growing up. You have to grow up, too. I'm going to tell you, this guy's still interested, okay? Give him a little leeway. Because the good ones aren't easy to find, so give them a little leeway.
I'm good with
deal.
Leeway. I have leeway. I always
okay.
have leeway.
All right. All right.
It's the college well, midterms. I didn't think of anything but leeway.
That's right. You learned about that. Call us back and let us know how it went, okay?
Most definitely. Because
I know there's more to tell on this story.
All right. Well, if I don't hear from him by Saturday, then you know,
we want to know next Wednesday.
Definitely.
Yeah, if you don't hear from him, then you write him off. But he is interested. He's having trouble with the age difference.
It's only 4 years,
okay.
My goodness.
Well, for you and me, we say that, of course.
Yeah,
but for
but
him,
if you're a 31-year-old guy, and depending on what you want out of a relationship, then dating somebody older than you, it's not like when you're 20 and somebody's
right.
25. You know, then
right.
you're like, if this girl's thinking about marriage and settling down because at this age, that like that's what you do, then...
Right.
He feels like he's going to have to jump into something really fast.
Right.
Although I don't know why he asked me. I don't know what he was going to do if I said, yeah, I want to get married on Tuesday. So if you could just clear your work schedule. Like,
see, that would have been the thing to say. You know. And by the way, I want to be pregnant by Christmas, so we got to get working on that, okay? Now, I don't have a preference to names, but it has to be a boy's name if it's a boy and a girl's name if it's a girl. Other than that, I'm pretty open.
I hear you. No. I feel you on that. Yeah,
call
like,
us and let us know if he contacts you, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thanks for sharing. We appreciate the update.
Yeah, he finds the one girl in New Orleans that doesn't lie about her age. I don't put that to
him. Yeah, you know what? He's
That's
interested.
A good thing.
It's a good thing. You
yeah.
don't ever want to be anything other than what you are.
Oh, no,
and,
I never lie about my age. Like,
I disagree with the top 10 things you're not supposed to talk about because I think – look, I think when you meet a guy, if he, you know, if he says, do you like dogs? I'm going to say, yes, I love dogs. I'm not fond of cats at all.
Why do you have to stay away from animals?
I don't know. And if they, you know, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with talking about that.
Well, I understand talking about previous relationships because
nobody wants
to hear that.
Well, or they start judging you based on your previous relationships
that could be.
And make an inaccurate assumption. So that could be bad too,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. But I think he launched into the conversation the wrong way. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, I agree on that. It was weird.
Yeah. Good luck, okay?
Thanks. I'll call you all Wednesday and let you know.
Okay. We'll be waiting. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's so funny. That's great. hopefully he will contact her, but I do feel good energy connected to that. So let's see what happens.
Well, but those are some pretty pointed questions before you even go on a date.
Before you've actually said your name.
Yes.
I mean, that's a...
What do you want out of this relationship that we haven't even had yet?
What do you... Can you imagine? I'm sitting here having a drink and waiting on my cheeseburger, so... You mean the relationship with the waiter that comes up behind me and asks that question?
Well, let me tell you, the last date I went on, everything that you have in that list,
yes.
the guy I went out with discussed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the guy who...
The very last one that I went out with.
Okay. I won't go into any details,
everything
I promise.
On that list he discussed.
I get a text from Jessica while she's on the date saying, uh-oh, I think he's having a heart attack.
I did. I thought he was really having a heart attack.
I know.
I'm like, this will be a first for a date.
Really, this is
my date dies.
As if your dating life wasn't going the way you want already.
I know. This is a sign from above. Just give up.
No, it wasn't. It was hysterical because I was watching TV on the couch with my husband and I read it and I just said, uh-oh, he goes, what? Jessica thinks her dude's having a heart attack. He's sweating and he's having, what was he having,
Well, he was
dizzy?
Having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
I think he was having a panic attack, personally.
I think he was, too, and I'm sure that's probably what was going on. But it was just, I thought, oh, my gosh, how could that happen to you?
I don't know.
How could this happen?
The whole time I'm sitting in the restaurant looking around going, are there any normal people in here?
There are. There are a lot of normal people, and that's the problem. Sometimes folks tend to think that because they hear all these stories, or if they listen to shows like mine a lot, let's be honest, people are generally calling into a show like this because they're either looking for help, advice on love or romance or finances or
mm-hmm.
employment or a move or something like that, or even with their children. So you're going to hear a lot of that stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, if this was a different kind of show, like,
mm-hmm.
Call in and tell us about your miracle, then you'd hear only positive good stuff. So we try to make it all positive, but you're going to hear a lot of that. But there are a lot of great guys. There's a lot of great women out there, and no one should ever give up. Now let's go ahead and take our next caller at 323 with a prefix of 393. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Is that me?
That is you, yes. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, okay. Bob. Now, Bob is your real name, correct?
Yeah. Well, it's a nickname of my, you know.
Okay.
Robert.
Okay.
Robert.
Robert.
But I go by Bobby. Bob or Bobby. I don't really like Robert too much.
All right. We'll go with Bob. That's fine. And Robert, Bob, where are you calling from?
State of Maryland.
Okay. State of Maryland. Alrighty. Alrighty. And
otherwise, also known
you?
As state of confusion.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that before. And actually, I know a couple of people out in Baltimore who love it there. Isn't the Edgar Allan Poe place out there somewhere?
Something like that. Yeah, I've never been there. I'm not too far from Baltimore. I've lived in Baltimore for a while myself, but
mm-hmm. okay.
I know it's in there somewhere. I've never been there though.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I happen to know someone who's a real big Edgar Allan Poe fan, and is really into that. Are you?
No. Okay. I said I know somebody who is one.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I'm just wondering what you see. Probably like everybody else, calling about relationships, love life. I bet you that's probably your number one topic of callers, isn't it? That month.
Believe it or not. Yeah, that and well, it kind of goes to that money, a couple of different things, but yeah. Let me take a look and see what I can see for you. Okay, you were in a relationship that ended. I'm getting the number 2 associated with that. Was it 2 years, 2 months, or did you meet her during the month of February?
No, it's been longer than that. I didn't meet her in February. So.
How long did the relationship last?
That's a loaded question. Way too long. I should have been gone a long time before I left. Probably like eight and a half years, 9 years,
eight
something like that.
8 and a half years. Okay. All right.
Off and on.
Who did you see last? Because I'm seeing that you were in a relationship and there's been a little bit of time, but that is not the relationship you were in. Who were you hooked up with last?
I wouldn't even call it being hooked up or in a relationship. It was just a friend of mine. We were kind of like casually going out and hanging out, but that was nothing.
Can I tell you something? It was more than casual from her point of view. Why did that relationship end? Tell me.
She got pregnant with some other guy's baby, basically. But it wasn't anything serious on her part, as far as I was concerned.
As far as you were concerned. It was
as far as
one,
her toward
was,
me or me either, so I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you that what I'm being shown is that she was kind of hoping that you were going to fall for her. You never really did. It was more of a relationship of convenience, and she got frustrated, and she kind of slept around a little bit. Okay, so this is what happens, and obviously she wasn't it for you, because if she was, you would have let her know that, and then she wouldn't have looked elsewhere. You have an issue sometimes. May I speak freely? I'm going to ask you permission to speak very freely right now.
Go ahead. I'll tell you if you're wrong or not.
Okay. Oh, I know you will. There's no doubt in my mind.
I will.
You will. All right. Here's the thing. You really respect women, and that's the funny thing. You really do respect women, but you also feel like you're not, as much as you want somebody in your life, you want the right person. You don't want to lead the wrong person on. You don't want to give somebody hope that something's going to happen because you think that's not fair to them. And that's a cool thing because that means you're a good guy and you actually care about hurting somebody, and that's important. And that sometimes holds you back in relationships because you're afraid like the girl might want more than what you want right now or what you can see feasibly might happen in the future. And so that holds you back a little bit. But there is a female for you. Do you have a thing for... Well, I don't know if you have a thing for them, but I see a blonde coming into your future. But here's the weird thing. It's a blonde with dark eyes, which I don't see too many blonde girls with, like, brown eyes. I don't think I've ever seen that before. But that's what I'm seeing for you, a blonde girl with brown eyes. So maybe she's not a natural blonde.
I was going to say, she's probably not natural.
Yeah, she's probably not a natural blonde. But that's what I'm seeing for you. Can I ask you this question? You don't fall in love easily, do you?
No, I wouldn't say not now.
Well, no, because you've been burnt, and so you're
careful.
Right,
way too many times.
Well, yeah, yep. And I understand that completely.
And you're right about not wanting. I don't want to use anybody, or also I don't want to settle for, you know.
I know.
I don't want to settle.
And
I also don't
want
to use anybody.
See, and that's exactly what they're showing me. So they're saying like you're almost being extra cautious right now, and it's kind of hard. If you're just sticking your big toe in the water, to be able to tell whether or not that's going to be a good pool to swim in or not. So my suggestion is, without that sounding sexual, because I didn't mean for it to at all, not even a little
okay.
bit, but I just got a funny look here, so I didn't mean it to sound the way it did. But what I'm saying is you've got to really kind of immerse yourself in a relationship. Look. Nobody knows if a relationship's going to work. That's the truth, Bob. You know, you can go out with a girl. You can meet a girl or see a girl at work or see a girl at a club or a bar or wherever and ask her out or at a church group and say, hey, you want to go out and have a drink or you want to go out and have a cup of coffee or lunch or dinner or whatever. Doesn't mean it's going to – you may get halfway through and be like, wow, so glad this is going to be over soon. I wish I didn't even have to sit through the rest of it. There's no guarantee that you're not going to feel that way, but there's also no guarantee that you're going to be like, she's so funny and so interesting. I think I would really like to have another opportunity to see her again. So because there's no guarantee for you, there's also no guarantee for her. And she knows that. Every female knows that. And every guy knows that. So that first date, it's like playing roulette. It's like playing a slot machine. You're throwing a quarter in, seeing what's going to happen. Also, don't mean to make that sound sexual, but that's the truth. You're going to pull the handle on the slot machine, and you're going to see what happens. And if it comes up all sevens, great. If it doesn't, you know, you part friends. You're a nice guy. You don't take advantage. And that's okay.
I'm not a nice guy. Don't call me a nice guy. That's the worst thing you can say to a man these days.
I know, but you know I'm right. You know I'm right.
No, you're not.
Nice.
I used to be. I'm not anymore. I'm not.
Okay,
I'm just being honest. I'm not a nice guy.
Okay, so you're saying you used to be a nice guy, but now you're so tired because you felt like your heart has been ripped out of your chest and just jumped up and down on, right?
That's a big part of it, of course. But you know, I've seen just women do too much crazy stuff to other guys too, and I just see how they respond to nice guys. They dog them out, and then they go run to some jerk that's going to smack them around, man. And I'm not saying I'm that kind of guy. I don't do that to women. I don't smack them around.
But
I'm
a
good guy. I'm a good guy, not a nice guy. It's a big difference. A nice guy is a doormat. You'll walk on him, and he's always going to be a doormat. A good guy will get up, and if he needs to, he'll put you in your place. I'm a former Marine, you know.
Okay.
So.
Okay. But you don't believe in violence to women. I know you don't.
No.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. But you also will not sit there and say, okay, honey, whatever you say, yes, dear. You're not going to do that either. You're going to have an opinion, because if you don't have an opinion in a relationship, you are a doormat. So I get that. Nothing wrong with that. I just want to tell you this. I really see this blonde girl coming into your life. Do you have a penchant for blondes?
No, not really. Actually, I like dark hair, dark-eyed women to be, if I had to. But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's not important. She can have purple hair. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm just,
exactly,
the hair color is not.
You see, you're a nice
guy. But I really
guy.
Don't. No, I'm not a nice guy. That's literally an insult to men. I'm trying to tell women this. This is an insult to men these days. I'm not
a
nice guy.
Because of the definition on it, you think the definition of a nice guy is doormat.
What about a decent guy?
Okay, so why don't we call you
a good guy? A good guy.
A good guy. You're a good guy. Okay.
Right.
I'm also going to say, not only are you a good guy, you. By the way, can I tell you this, Bob? There's probably, I don't know, half dozen women on the line tonight who are thinking, where is it? What's his number? Where is he calling from? I want to meet him. That's the truth. You are a good guy, no matter how you define that. And you are going to meet this girl. Like, I do see this girl coming into your life. And I don't want you to worry about it. And I don't want you to pass up the opportunity because you're becoming just a little bit jaded because of some of the things that's happened. Women are not supposed to treat you like garbage. I know. The reality is, women are never supposed to cheat, period. If a woman is not interested in a guy anymore, she leaves the relationship and moves on. She doesn't cheat on him behind his back, okay? You don't rag on him, nag at him, yell at him, curse at him, or throw things at him and hoping they'll duck. You don't do that, period. You don't deserve that, and no woman deserves to treat you that way, period. And if you're with girls that are treating you that way, you have to start thinking about what kind of girls you're
meeting
up with.
Maybe he needs a nice girl.
Maybe you need a good girl. And now, see, it sounds different when you say a good girl, because, you know, any female listening to this show, what did our mother say growing up? Be a good girl.
Be a good girl, yeah.
You know, remember, button your sweater all the way up.
I think he needs a nice girl.
You need a nice girl because you're a good guy. Okay? But
I'm getting to the point where good woman or nice woman is an oxymoron or something, man. I don't know. So I'm pretty jaded. I'm very jaded, actually, and rightfully so.
You are jaded. My nephew's a Marine, and I'm so proud of him. Actually, he's out now, he's a wonderful guy, and he's going to be moving back up here to Florida. I'm so proud of him, and I can tell you that I think Marines are great people. When did you get out?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Okay. Okay.
Long time.
And let me see if I can get a number. Just hold on a minute here. 31, 32, 30. Are you between 32 and 33?
You say my age?
Yeah. You're younger.
I sound that young, don't I? But I get that a lot, that I have a young sounding voice, but
you have young energy.
I'm older.
You have young. You're older than that. Okay. I'm getting between 32 and 33. But you're closer to 41, right? Uh-oh. He's a 50-plus, Jessica. Okay.
I'll keep you guessing. Keep y'all guessing for a change. How about that?
You know what? I'll tell you this. I'll give you Jessica's number. You guys work it out. I really look, be honest with you, Jessica's in the same boat. She's trying to find a good guy. And I'm not trying to hook you guys up. Don't misunderstand me here. I'm just saying women who are single are looking for the same thing that guys are looking for. Somebody decent, somebody honest, somebody sincere. You know, that's what it's all about. And it's out there for you. I really do know it's out there for you.
Where's there?
You know, can I ask you a question? Do you drive a truck or I don't know why I'm seeing a truck associated with you. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't drive a truck.
You don't drive a truck? You don't
nope.
work with trucks during your job at all?
No.
Where's truck coming in?
Truck. Maybe she drives one.
Maybe she does. You know, maybe she does. But I know it's you. It has something to do with you. But you could be like that girl from the very beginning. You know, who was having a hard time connecting. You know, Sadie Hawkins with her name. But it finally dawned on her. And there's a truck associated with you. It could be. It doesn't have to be truck. Could be a UPS truck or a FedEx truck or some kind of truck, I don't know, but I'm seeing truck with you, and they're telling me it's important, and they want me to validate something to you. But since you're not picking up on what that truck is, I'm going to back away from it. But if you do later, give us a call back. However, they are showing me you're going to meet this girl who has blonde hair and brown eyes, so she's not a natural blonde, and this is going to go very, very well for you. You have to look for a little bit different girl than what you're looking for. How did you meet your last girl? How'd you meet her?
I can't even remember. Well, was I in Royal Farm Store or something? And then she just started talking to me. We started talking to each other. And
that's how it happened. And it wasn't. The thing is, do you think that you're a good communicator?
That's a good question. Sometimes I think I am, other times I don't. But I'm better than what I used to be. I used to be, like, painfully shy in high school and stuff. Just was never really good at talking to women. Nowadays, I don't really give a crap if they get their feelings hurt. I mean, I really don't. I'm just brutally honest. A lot of people can't handle
my
honesty,
actually. And that could
actually
be part of your problem. You need to heal there a little bit because you do care, and I know you do care. You know, you're saying you don't care, but I know you do care because I can connect with your energy.
I didn't say I didn't care. I just said, I don't know.
You know what it is? You've been beat up, and you're licking your wounds right now, and you're like, you know, what the heck? Aren't there any decent girls out there that I can open up my heart to and not get stomped on? And the answer
is I've gotten to the point where it's just like not going to take any crap off anybody. I'm just not going to.
Well,
not going
and
to.
That's understandable, but that's the one thing the angels told me when we first started talking, right? Because I said to you, the only concern is that you're not going to open up your heart because you're afraid of getting hurt again, and that you might be a little bit jaded, and that you're going to stick your big toe in to the water instead of jumping into a relationship because you're so afraid, because you don't want to get, you know, your chain jerked again. But the truth is, you look for this blonde girl with the dark eyes. I guarantee you, and it's not somebody you're going to meet at a club or a bar or something like that. It will not be that kind of meetup. Look for a nice girl in an activity that you enjoy doing, and you'll be shocked at how well that relationship will take off.
Maybe she drives a truck.
Yeah, it's very possible, you know.
That's what I said. Maybe she drives. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could very well be possible. I just see this truck in connection with you, and it's supposed to validate. You don't go to, like, monster mud truck things or anything like that, do you?
No, not at all.
No.
Never have.
That's so weird.
I'm really not into that kind of... I'm more into, like, ice hockey. I played ice hockey.
Okay.
I like football. I like sports, you know, but not really NASCAR racing or car racing or trucks or anything like that. Just
or trucks or anything like that. That's so funny. Well, I do, again, I want to tell you this girl's coming your way, so keep your eyes open. It will happen between 6 and 8 months from now. It doesn't mean it won't happen tomorrow, but before 6 or 8 months, let's go with 8 months, have gone by, you will have met her. You will be involved with her, so long as you keep your eyes and your heart open, okay?
Okay, we'll see.
All right, you let us know. I expect to hear back from you, okay, Bob?
All right, no problem.
Listen, thanks for calling in. You take care and God bless.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, he's a former Marine, so he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, I know what everyone was hearing, but I know his energy.
Sure.
He's hurt.
He's been beat up,
and his heart's been shredded. And
it's hard to open your heart up to somebody after being
so
hurt.
It's so hard. And he's a decent guy, and he's a nice guy, and he's saying, enough, I can't take anymore,
right. You know,
and I get that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and we're going to try and get through these as quick as possible, so I'm going to keep everybody to one question now because I want to try and get to everybody in the queue. So our next caller is from 520 with a prefix of 234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe, and I'm going to unfortunately have to keep you to one question. What's your first name?
Lisa. Hi there, Dr. Jenny.
Well, hello. Welcome back to the show. You're calling from...
Arizona.
Okay, great, Lisa. It's good to hear you again. What's your question for us tonight?
Friday, there was a big old business meeting. Lots of different businesses were represented there, but they were all under the same kind of mission, kind of representing the same kind of ideals. And at one point I was told that I couldn't speak, even though I had raised my hand, and some people ran to my defense. And I wondered, this is kind of a routine, regular meeting, and I'm wondering if you see that kind of energy changing or what direction you see that energy going.
I do see that energy changing, and the reason is, it's plain and simple, people are fed up. I can't explain it. And whoever came to your defense, I don't know who it is, but people are fed up with the whole, you know, we're going to bully, we're going to make it, we're going to keep our own agenda, even though that we're given the idea that this is an open meeting, we're still going to keep our own agendas, and so we're not going to give you this opportunity. That's not going to be allowed to happen. If anything, you're going to have more opportunity to speak. That will change. So the answer is yes, it will change. No, it will not stay the same.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know I've got to kind of keep everyone to one question tonight because we've got to get through the queue, but I hope that's been helpful.
It has. Thank you.
You're welcome so much, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Take care, and God bless. Well, it was nice to hear from her. We haven't heard from Lisa in a while.
I know.
From Arizona, so that was kind of neat. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller, and this caller looks like is calling in from... Looks like it's area code 661 with a prefix of 748. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. What's your first name?
First name is Jermaine.
Jermaine, okay. And Jermaine, what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from the state of Ohio.
The state of Ohio. What part of Ohio? You don't have to be too specific if you don't want to, but what part of Ohio, roughly?
Cleveland.
Okay. I know Cleveland. I actually lived 4 years in Pataskala, Ohio, outside of Columbus, and it was. I'm not living there anymore because I didn't like it. That's the truth. I just didn't like it, plain and simple. And it wasn't the people there. I mean, Cleveland is a universe unto itself because people from Cleveland are cool. You know what I mean? If I was in Cleveland, it would have been fine. But that town, I could barely pronounce it. So there you go. How can I help you, Jermaine?
Yes, I'm just calling in. I'm just looking for a breakthrough as far as finances, business finances, and money.
Okay, let me take a look here. Well, I see that there was something that you were trying to start or establish. Did you either try something or are you working on an idea now?
Well, I've been working on numerous of ideas dealing with business and just finance, money, just trying to make income. And,
right.
You know, nothing has been established. So I'm just trying
okay.
to get to find anything dealing with money. I have a career, but in my state, it's very, right now, competitive. And the
mm-hmm.
jobs are very not plentiful here in the state of Ohio. So.
Mm-hmm. I understand that completely. You're not involved in real estate at all, right?
No, I am not.
Okay, good. Because that would be the worst thing you could be involved in Ohio at this point. I don't know why I say that, but I just feel it would be. Okay, here's the thing that I am seeing. I see a change coming up for you, but this is going to sound kind of weird. I know that there's a lot of things you've looked at, but no matter all the things that you've looked at, either you figured they wouldn't work or you got a little bit involved and then decided to pull back. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I have. And by the way, I'm a teacher, a certified teacher, and believe it or
mm-hmm.
not, the state of Ohio with teachers is the direction with teachers is hard to find a job. So
yep.
I'm working right now just to make ends meet at a store.
Right.
And
yeah.
and it's been tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. And it makes it really hard. What I do know is that for you right now is if you continue to look for jobs in the teaching arena, you will get some. Are you a substitute teaching at all right now?
No, I am not.
Why not?
Well, I can sub.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm looking more for my position, what I went to school for, and you know, and I've been in the field for 3 years, and I never thought it would be this competitive all of a sudden, because I was a stay-home dad. I stayed home for 2 years, and things changed within those 2 years, and it's just now that it's, I don't know why, it's very competitive to find a job as a teacher here in the state of Ohio. So,
right. Yeah. What I can tell you is that you are right now in a situation where you're going to need to be teaching as a substitute teacher to establish yourself within a school if you want to get another teaching position. That's what needs to happen. And I hate to tell you that, but that's what I'm being guided to tell you, so I have to. And I'm also seeing that if you don't do that, the people who do will get the jobs before you do, which stinks, but it's what I'm being shown. So I have to be honest and tell you that. I know you don't want me to tell you something that's not true, so I have to tell you something that is true. And that's that. So in order to get the teaching position you're looking to get, you're going to have to go in there. And it almost feels to you, and I would agree with you, it almost feels like you're doing free work because you're not getting paid your value, yet you're doing the job of somebody who should be getting paid and should be able to have tenure and everything else. However, I do see that that's going to come down the pike, okay?
So that's
you
more
have
of
to give yourself a chance. What's that?
So as the districts, school districts are looking more of face value versus credentials.
Correct. Correct. That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Okay. And just give yourself a chance. Go ahead and start doing the substitute teaching. And I'm telling you, if you do your job the way I know you're capable of doing your job, you're going to do really, really well. Okay? You're going to get that position that you've been hoping to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay?
Well, I know you said you're keeping it to one, but I wanted to know about angels as well. You also deal with angels surrounding
yes.
you, northeast,
deal
southwest.
I deal with angels all the time. And I will answer very quickly for you two things, because I know you want to know which angel is surrounding you and which one is coming to you. And the one that I'm gonna say to you that I'm seeing mostly is Raziel, which is Raziel. This particular angel is a very important one, because this angel is actually considered to be connected to creation and everything and everyone. And the reason for this is he, and I say he, even though angels aren't gender specific, was connected to be with the book of what they call the book of angel Raziel, which holds all the mysteries of the universe. There's a whole long story about what happened to that book, but he is truly one of the official messengers and original messengers that was supposed to write everything down by the word of God. So I will tell you, that angel does surround you. And it doesn't surprise me, because you're a teacher. And as a teacher and somebody who gathers knowledge, whether it be in sports or whether it be in teaching or whether it be in history, it doesn't really matter. The person who gathers that information, it makes sense to me that Raziel would be there. And so that angel, and I do see him as a man, because I guess that's just how I feel his energy, does surround you. You also have a grandmother that surrounds you as well. A grandmother
okay.
or a great-grandmother. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All righty. I hope this has been helpful.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to keep my faith in God and just move on.
Do not give up. You start
yes.
your substitute teaching, and all of a sudden, when those positions open up, you'll be handpicked. You'll see. I promise you. Okay?
Yes, yes. I thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. You have a wonderful night, okay?
You, too. You, too. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Thank you. He's so sweet. What a nice guy.
He is very sweet. I love his voice.
I know. Some people have what I call DJ or radio voices.
Yes, he does.
He does. He has got that
he
nice,
can be that late
mood
night.
Voice. Yeah.
Yes.
He could be, like, playing those great songs
mm-hmm.
and talking on the radio.
Yeah.
And, yeah, see,
he'd make a good teacher, because you'd want to listen to him.
Isn't
mm-hmm.
that the truth? There's certain people
mm-hmm.
who, when they go to talk, you're like, oh gosh, this
no.
is going to be hard. You know, I was at a college thing with my daughter, and I'm not going to say what college, but the dean of the university was very nervous. And
oh,
really? Yeah, and he had a little tic. And everyone has a tic or a tell
uh-huh.
when they get nervous. And his was to go. Just a little noise like that with
weird.
His tongue. I think because his mouth was so dry, but he kept drinking. So he kept going. And we were like, so every time my daughter would squeeze my hand. And it was kind of, we made a kind of a game out of it. You know,
to see how many times he would do it?
Yeah, and it was well over 100 times by the
wow.
time he got done. And it was, so it was an obvious tick.
Now, you would think a dean of a university would be.
Well, and it wasn't like a nervous tick. It wasn't like a Tourette's thing. It wasn't like he had a nervous or neurological disorder. This was just
maybe
a tick.
Maybe he just needed a drink of water.
But he had water. It was just a sound that he kept making.
Hmm.
And I was surprised, because this is a pretty highly accredited school. And I would think, gosh, do you want that to be your representative?
I was going
to
say, normally
right.
those people are great public speakers.
I was going to say, do you want to send your child there to, you know, to
uh-huh.
major in communications? I don't think so. You know, he was just nervous, I'm sure.
Aww.
You know, but, hey, look, you know what? You could be the smartest person in the world, but you get in front of a group of people, you might get nervous, and there's
and
nothing wrong with that.
That would be me.
That
I would
be
not
me.
Like
oh,
that.
I would do terrible. I would not do good at all. I would not be. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not a good speaker in front of people. I do it all the time, but I'm not
good at it. I was
going to
say, you're fine in front of people.
No, I'm
for
not.
For me, I get freaked out when people are staring at me.
People stare at me all the time. And I think they're thinking, what the heck is that? No, I you know, my thing is, I'm so accustomed to having to doing presentations
right.
and workshops
mm-hmm.
because of what I do for a living, that which you all hear because I'm doing it right now,
mm-hmm.
that it does get to be a little bit more normal. But I have a hard time when the audience grows above a certain number of people.
Okay.
That's when I start to get nervous and actually will start to perspire. Which
no
is,
way.
I know, isn't that so appealing?
As long as it's not pouring
no,
off
no,
of you.
Well, it feels like it is. When, you know when you get...
As buckets of water
look,
pouring on the floor.
When you get up and you're addressing like 200 to 300 to 400 or 500 people, you know, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot
know?
Of people.
And so you want to make sure that you're establishing, and all of a sudden you get nervous and your adrenaline gets going, and they usually have lights on you and it gets
mm-hmm.
hot, and then it's... So I've learned to dress appropriately.
In a bathing suit.
Yeah, yes, and that way everyone runs out of the room, and I don't have to worry about the talk.
There
so there you go. There's always an answer. Okay, let's take our next caller. This is caller coming from 440 with a prefix at 255. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Are you there, caller 440-255?
Oh, yep, I'm here. Sorry, I heard the 255, but not the 440, so thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's your first name?
Marianne, and this Mary must Ann. Be your evening for Cleveland.
oh,
I'm
are
in
you
Cleveland area as well?
Wonderful, great. Well, then, good. I like that you're from Cleveland, and I'm going to ask you how I can help you tonight.
All right, I interviewed for a job about 3 weeks ago. I know it's kind of caught up in some budget swirl. It's within my same company, so it would be a
mm-hmm.
lateral move to a new position. But
okay.
was wondering what you saw happening there.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a look here.
Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to get the job or not.
Yeah, I understand. This is a tough one because I'm seeing that there's a discussion about this as we speak, and there's a hesitation, and I don't know why. And I feel horrible saying this, but it's what I'm. And you know, hold on. Let me see if I can get a better. Hold on. Give me a minute. I'm going to ask the angels in a different way. Hold on. Okay. Well, I'm seeing two other things here as well. I'm not going to tell you you're going to get the job. I want to. I so want to. But I'm seeing that there's just a little bit of a hold up in this, and I have a feeling that it has something to do with experience, and I don't know why. Either another person is more experienced, or you're not as experienced. But this is something that I'm seeing here. So, can you explain to me why that would be? Do you think?
I'm not sure. In fact, when I interviewed the comment the man I'd be working for commented that he didn't really even want to talk about my resume. He said, "You've got the breadth and depth of experience I'm looking for, so let's talk about you. I want to get to know you and who you are as a person and an employee."
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
so he kind of laid it aside and said, you know, he was that's what attracted him
right.
to my writ.
That's what brought you in. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel that... How do I put this? I want to put this in a way that's. Do you feel that you're very, and this is going to sound kind of weird. Okay, can I ask this question? Are you
sure.
are you involved in schools in any way, shape, or form?
I have an officer position with our high school PTA.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right. That because I'm feeling a school connection with you and a work school connection. That's why I thought how absolutely weird that the last person that just called and I'm getting the same feeling. All right, but now the next thing I'm going to tell you is that why am I getting this? I don't know why, but I'm going to say I don't think you're a shoo-in for the job. It doesn't mean you're
okay.
not going to get it. But right now, if I had to give you odds on whether you're going to get it, I'm going to say 40% chance you'll get it, which is not what I normally would like to say. And I hate
okay.
telling you that. I want to tell you it's 100% chance you're going to get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just not seeing that right now. And
okay.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, you know what I mean?
I really want to say that I see it. Yep, I understand. So.
All right, you're something else materializing. Yeah, actually, I do see something else materializing. I see that. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. The other thing that I see going on here is I feel like there's also, aside from jobs and everything else, there's something else coming into your life. And this is a young child. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know if it's coming. Is there a new baby coming either into your family or through someone you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, be prepared because you're going to hear about this. There is a child. Yeah. And, you know, I said that to somebody not too long ago, and I was like, I'm so sorry I said something now, because she's like, what? And within 2 weeks she got the news. So I feel like there's a new baby coming. Now, it may not be a relative, might be somebody close to you, but a new baby is, this is like they just found out. So you're going to just find out, and it's going to be very exciting and very cool and very wonderful. And also, you're very connected to your hometown, and you really care about the people, and you really care about other people. You've got a great, incredible sense of compassion in your heart and your soul. You're a very good person. You're also a very spiritual person. Is that correct?
It is, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes through. That energy is so strong and so positive, and it's incredible. And I'm going to tell you, you do have changes coming down the road. They're good changes. Let me check one other thing while I've got you on the phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing fine there. You know what? And health-wise, you're doing good. The only thing I see, do you have trouble with your feet or your ankles?
No. No.
Because I'm getting a little warming sensation around, like it would be the feet, the ankle, possibly the calf. I don't know if you get leg cramps, but I do see that. So if you don't get like a tingling feeling in your feet or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. Make sure you continue to walk, because it's very, very good for you. This is nothing bad that I'm seeing. It's just kind of like an alert to keep moving those legs, and then you will, and then it will not even be an issue. Okay.
Very important.
Yep. So you'll be fine. And other than that, your health looks really good. I just thought I'd take a quick look because I was on the phone with you, so I thought, why not? So, you're doing good. You don't have to worry about making any plans for going anywhere else in the near future. You're healthy. Just keep this in mind, though. If you don't get this position, do not let it affect you. It's not against you, per se, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what the angels are showing me. If they do choose to go in that other direction, do not take it personal, because it really had nothing to do with you. Okay?
Great. Okay. Very good.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay.
Same to you. Bye-bye now. Bye.
She was so sweet, and I feel so bad, because I wanted to tell her, yes, Marion, you're going to get this.
I know, but she did say it was a lateral move. So
yeah, that's true.
Not like it was a promotion, you know.
That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good point. And I always want to be able to tell people good, positive stuff. But sometimes
things aren't meant to be.
Sometimes they're not, and then I feel really, really bad. But in this case, you know.
And maybe it's better that she doesn't get this job.
Everything happens for a good reason, not just a reason, but a good reason, right?
I believe that.
I agree. Let's go ahead and take our next caller from 760 with the prefix of 989. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you guys? The great girls doing today?
I'm sorry?
I said hi, how are you girls doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. What's your first name?
Chuika.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so glad that you called. What part of the country are you calling from?
From California.
California, great. And and how can we help you today?
I just want to see if I can get a basic, like, see if anybody had anything to tell me or my angels.
Well,
about how things are going right now.
Okay, we're asking everybody to keep it to one question. So that's kind of a pretty broad area. If you have one specific question, I'd be happy to answer that for you.
Okay. I want to know if my, because I'm trying to work on like healing, And I wanted to see if that was going to go through, and if not, should I do something else?
Okay, let me take a look here. All right.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You actually have abilities as a natural healer. That's a very good thing. The one thing that you're weak on is your follow-through. Do you know what I'm talking about?
My what?
Your follow-through. Okay. So the angels are saying that you are destined to be involved in healing. However, you have to learn and mature in your follow-through because your follow-through is weak. So when you meet resistance or you see that it's not going to work the way you want, you'll have a tendency to move on to something else. It doesn't mean you've lost interest. It just means that, you know, you've got to be willing to build it and build it slowly, and then it will be successful for you. Okay, so
that's so
really
true.
Important.
That's what I do.
See? And that's what they're saying. They're saying that you can't do it that way. You have to build it slowly and not walk away, not get discouraged, and not give up. If you do that, then you'll be really, really successful, okay? But if you don't do that, then you might have a tendency to, unfortunately, maybe walk away too soon. And is there something else while you're learning the healing that you're learning? What area are you specifically focusing on?
I was just reading books, and I went to a couple of group meetings through that meetup.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to open, I was wondering, if I had abilities, and somebody had said yes. So I was just trying to open up, and the thing that caught me more was healing, because I get dreams of, my ancestors and stuff that passed on, and they'll come through and stuff.
Wow,
but,
that's
so they were saying I should open that, but I'm pulled towards the healing more.
Yeah,
and then
I
found out that my ancestors were shamans also.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're in an area where you can really study shaman, and also where you can take and learn this, because this is something that you feel throughout your whole body. And a healer and as a shaman, you can bring tremendous healing and hope and effect to so many, so many people. But you need to learn it the right way. So I'm going to suggest that you take some classes. You can even start taking online classes. Go to some meetups. You can be trained by other shamans to be one of the best, kind of like medicine women, if you will, that you could possibly be. Okay? Direction.
I will. I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the direction you need to go in. But remember,
okay,
it's a journey. It's not a race. So you're going to have to take your time in getting there. Okay.
Okay, that's what I was trying to find out, what, I didn't know if it was Reiki. I don't know. That's
Reiki,
what I was like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good place
Is that
to
what
start.
You mean, online?
Well,
or
you can
just look under a shaman, because on my reservation, there's no shamans left, so it's hard.
Okay, but because you are of Indian descent, there's no reason why, you are, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there's no reason why you can't get introduced to another shaman somewhere else. You have an automatic in, and I think you would do really, really well. So I'm going to suggest very strongly to you that you reach out to somebody, if it's with another tribe, if you will, to start learning this. It's very important for you, okay? You're a natural at this.
Oh, thank you so much. I just gave me more to even go forth more with it.
Good. I'm so glad. Well, you should definitely do it. And I see that you can create great change in people. So please remember, again, it's a journey and not a race. Do it slowly and intertwine it into your everyday life. And before you know it, your experience will be at such a point where you can start reaching out and helping others. Okay?
Oh, wow. I'm definitely going to write that down. Thank
Good.
You so much for this.
You're so welcome. Thank you for listening to our show tonight and for waiting as long as you did in the queue. I appreciate it, okay?
It was worth it. It was worth it.
Thank you, honey.
So
you take care and God bless.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. Well, she was sweet, huh?
She was sweet.
Yeah, see, and it's funny. You would think that if you're living on a reservation that you would have a shaman there.
Well, but, you know, there used to be like one shaman per tribe. Once that shaman passes on, unless his children have the same abilities.
Right. If somebody's not there to take it up and to learn, you know, and it's being a healer, it involves so much. It's the traditions and the practices and the... And it's a lot of it is steeped in tradition, and it's learning, you know, herbs and it's learning plants.
It's complicated
and
stuff.
It's, yeah, it really is, and it's a serious thing. But I'll tell you what, your knowledge becomes priceless once you're trained in it.
Absolutely.
You know? Because there's not a one of us on this show tonight, or anyone that's listening, who wouldn't go to a shaman given the opportunity if they knew this person was good.
Oh my
good,
gosh, definitely.
You know? So
natural healing, that's just a wave of the future.
It really is. I mean, they were just talking, it's funny because I was reading a couple of things here the other day. You know, Google sends out anything that's psychic related, I get an update on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent something out the other day about the psychics being the new therapists.
Ah.
And I thought that was interesting. And I think that it's not because we take the place of therapists, because God knows therapists are, you know, trained and great and wonderful. But I think what they're saying is that people have a tendency now lately to call psychics because they're getting life coaching and they're getting, you know, advice and they're getting guidance. And I thought that was interesting. But they were also talking about how holistic medicine is just becoming more and more and more prevalent in our society. And it's important because the natural way is the way.
Well, right. Instead of all these pharmaceuticals that end up having more side effects than they're worth.
You know, did we talk about this last week, the fish oil? I don't think we talked about it on the show. We did talk about it, but it turns out that they did a study, and I don't want to be quoted on this because the numbers may not be correct. I believe it was a 2,000 people over a two-year study. And again, those numbers I'm not sure of, but I do know that they all had healthy prostates, the men.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the study was completed, 71% of them had developed a very life-threatening form of prostate cancer.
Wow.
And here everyone was taking fish oil for their cholesterol and their heart, not realizing that it could very well perhaps be giving them, you know, life-threatening cancer.
See, and that's the scary thing.
I know. And so, you know, we hear these studies. One day coffee is horrible for you. The next day, it's full of antioxidants. You know, and it's the same thing. Carrots are good. Next day, it has too much this. It could hurt. So you never know. Jessica and I were talking about this last weekend, and we were saying, you know, sometimes you crave something.
Yes.
You know.
So your body obviously needs whatever it
is. Yeah, and I think that if you're craving something, you need to take it, ingest it.
Right.
You know, I think it's a good idea. So I think that sometimes that's the better way to go. Instead of taking all these nutrients,
you take all
and
these things, and you know all these vitamins. Most of it just comes right back out.
Well, it does. Actually, I'll tell you this story. My husband's a financial planner, and he went to see a client of his. And I don't want to say what state because someone may know him, but he owns the majority of the porta potty businesses in the state. He has a huge porta potty business. Literally, that's his business. And they were talking one night about, you know, vitamins and things. And he said to him, he said, you know what? He said, come on with me. And they drove over to the business. And then he drove them all the way into the back. And there was, my husband said, it was like a mountain. And he goes, what is that? He says, that is all the undigested vitamins.
Oh, my
gosh. And he
says,
what? He said, they go through your system. They don't deteriorate. They don't even deteriorate with the chemicals in the porta potty.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
Said, this is what gets stuck in our
see?
System.
So you're taking them and they're doing nothing. They're not even melting.
They're not even breaking down in your system. I mean, he said it was a mountain. He said it was bizarre. But
wow.
It just goes to show you. There you go. Isn't that amazing?
And it is amazing.
So live and learn. Let's take our next caller, which is calling from area code 502 with a prefix of 298. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie? Great. Debbie, where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, that's no wonder I hear that drawl in your voice, that good old Kentucky twang. How can I help you?
Okay, I've really got a major problem. It's like, okay. I met this guy on Facebook, and we've been talking for quite a while, and it's getting serious between us, but I'm kind of leery, because I want to know if he's really the person that I'm really talking to. Mm-hmm. He wants to marry me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he does. Okay, let's take a look here. All right, Debbie, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you two met ever? No, correct?
Correct.
And where is he living right now? I'm going to tell you how you can tell, because I already know the answer to this. Where does he tell you he's living right now?
He said he's in the Army in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he said he's a captain. And he's a captain in the Army, and he flies helicopters, or has been in the Army for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And he's due to come home soon, isn't he?
Well, that's a little big drawback, because, like, he wants to come home, like, within the next month, and he wants me to send him $1,000 so he can come home on.
All right, yeah, but so...
Mm-hmm. He wants to take care of me when he gets back and pay me all this money and buy me a house and all this good stuff.
Okay. Here's the thing, Debbie. Okay. This is why I knew the exact question to ask you. Typical Facebook scam. Typical. And I could not water my lawn for the rest of my life with the tears of the woman who's been scammed by these. Okay. And you know in your heart what this is. You've been allowing it to continue, but you know in your heart what it is. Typically, they'll either tell you that they're from somewhere in the United States, but they're either in the military or they're working as an engineer overseas. Very, very common. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then right about the point that you contact me is when you start to get leery, because they're telling you how they're going to take care of you and they're going to have their pension and their military thing or whatever. And one of two things happen. They don't have the money to get home, and they call you and ask you to wire them money. And I'm thinking that's where this was headed.
Oh, he told me that it had to go to Alabama to his captain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is not true. And the second thing that they do is they'll tell you just before they're about to come home that they ran into a problem with their credit cards and they need you to help them out. If this man was going to take care of you and he was truly in Afghanistan and earning all this money, they don't have stuff. Believe me, I have clients that call me every single day from Kuwait and all those places, okay? There is no place to spend their money there, okay? I mean, there's places, but it's minimal. So all their needs are taken care of. So where has his money been going if he's a captain?
He says that the money when they're over there, like, I don't ask the question, he just gives it all to me. And he says that the money that they can't have money over there, that it's over here in the States, and they can't get it out of the country back into the United States.
That is absolutely not true. It's automatically deposited into their checking account by direct deposit. And they have access to it immediately. And if he wanted to book a flight, all he had to do was go online and do so.
So he can get money over that country.
Absolutely. And there's not a person listening to this show who has anybody in the military who would disagree with that.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you this. So, like, the picture that he has on Facebook, is it really him or is it somebody else?
Highly unlikely that the pictures are him. I'm being told no with vibration. That means they are definitely not him. Honey, I'm sorry. He's scamming you.
I mean, he's got to miss me because I'm not sitting on it because my life comes first.
He's scamming you, right?
Well, he's trying to, but I ain't, like I told him, I'm too streetwise for that. I just wanted to get an up and up, honest, between woman and woman view.
Yeah, he's scamming you. And there are other ways I can prove that he's scamming to you. I can't do it on the phone. But if you ever want to call me for a private reading, not that you have to, because I already told you he's scamming you. But feel free to give me a holler if you ever choose to, and I'd be happy to do a private reading for you. But this man is taking advantage of you, and you don't need this. You don't need
so this. So I can just quit talking to him anytime and block him.
I not only suggest you block him, but I would also take his name and I would put it in Google and put the word scam after it and see if anybody else is being scammed by him at the same time.
Okay.
I will
do that.
Because often you will see that they'll usually work probably 10, 15 women per identity. They narrow it down to 10 or 15 women. And when they scam one, the one figures it out, they're still working the others. So sometimes that's how they get found out too. Have you ever taken his name and put it in Google and typed the word scam after it?
No, to be totally honest, this is the first man I've ever talked to on Facebook. I don't talk to people on Facebook. I never
did. Wow. Okay. You know what? Don't just stop. Don't do anything with him. He's dishonest. If you ever take my number is 1-800-375-3446, and if you ever want to do a reading with me, I strongly suggest you give me a call and we do a short reading because you don't need to be sending this man not one penny. Okay?
I'm not going to because to be totally honest, I can't afford it. And like I said, how do I know that if I send him money, he's gonna say okay, see you later? I don't think I need my money.
No, don't do it. I'm so glad you called tonight, Debbie. I'm so glad you called because when I asked the angels, I truly could not get a stronger no. This man is not legit. He is so not legitimate. And there's a whole network of people from foreign countries who hire people here in the United States. They hire them through blind ads. And all these people have to do is open up a P.O. box in their company name, which is usually from Africa, because a lot of these scams come from Africa. And they also come from Russia and some other countries as well. But right now they're saying the African ones are the largest. And what they do is they pay this person to open up a P.O. box. They'll actually send this person money to open it up. And then any mail that comes into that mailbox, they have to deposit into an account. And as soon as it clears, they are then to have money orders or wire transfers sent to another bank account that can't be traced. And then that's what continue. And then they close it all out. So the person doing the work, you know, they think it's a legitimate company and that they're just, you know, kind of a fiduciary for the company that they're working for in the UK or wherever they're from. But the reality is they're unwilling or unknowing participants in fraud. So that's why he's having you send it to Alabama.
So he's not in the Army at all?
No. He's absolutely positively not in the Army. I can tell you no, he's not.
Well, he's sitting on his front porch saying he is.
I guarantee you you're one of many, many, many that he has scammed. And you must have noticed by the English in his letters that he does not speak very good English. You must have noticed this.
No, because everything that he wrote me, he was like, because he messaged me through Facebook. He would not give me an address to where he was at. He said, give me an address. And he says, well, I messaged you. I don't write letters. I said, what, you can't write two sentences in a paragraph?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then that's
yeah,
what really caught
me.
I thought,
well,
that
sounds up. Right, yeah. You know what? I'd love to talk to you more about the show is ending in exactly 60 seconds. And it cuts off at 60 seconds. I'm so thrilled that you called in tonight. I hope I saved you $1,000. I hope so. And like I said, if you ever need to speak privately, you just ring me up at my toll-free number or go to my website, drginny.com. But stay away from this guy. He's a scammer and a fraud and a con artist, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jenny. I'll call you over the weekend.
You're welcome. I'd look forward to that. God bless you, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that about does it. We've got about 40 seconds left to our show. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. That last caller is a great reason why you never trust people on Facebook. And if you're in doubt, don't. That's what my grandmother said, that's what my daddy said, and that's what I'm telling you. When in doubt, don't. I hope you all tune in next Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. where we are going to have another wonderful show of the Christian Psychic Cafe. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. Y'all take care and have a great night. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.